Hi, everybody. So nice to be back with you again on the Virtual Light broadcast. So here we go. What a month. What a month for a broadcast. The world is a changing place. We are changing. The world is changing, and we have so much to talk about. I've been recently receiving a lot of private messages in social media and emails from people just asking, you know, what I think and what I'm doing and how I talk a lot about our own alignment and how that's everything with how we show up in the world. So what am I doing to manage my own alignment? It's a big question and it's a fantastic question. So I thought I would dedicate my segment to answering that question. And it's triple fold. So for me, it's what I've kind of called a system of following the three R's. And the three R's are rest, and remedies, and respect. So I'm going to get into each of them. What we have to really understand is, as empaths, as lightworkers, as people who are sensitive but feel that they want to live in a world of hope and of connection and of unity, this is a real contrast, isn't it? We've got so much coming at us that we hear that can be very anxiety inducing, but the other side of it has so much hope and so much promise. These types of things always bring us together. They can bring out the worst in us or they can bring out the best in us. And we can be the most well-meaning people in the world, but if we are not looking after ourselves, how we show up won't be congruent to what we were hoping for. If you are sleep deprived, if you are not getting enough rest, if you are glued to the TV set because every day the news is giving you a different report and you feel like you want to hear it and yet you don't manage it well when you do hear it, then how is it that you are feeding the trajectory of unity and hope if you are over here in reaction to the chaos and the fear? So we have to make conscious choices how we manage ourselves. We all know this, but when it comes down to it, it's practical, it's poignant, and it's very reachable. So there's another R. So the first one, rest. It's kind of self-explanatory, but the body itself requires us to rest. Our nervous system will not stop scanning and protecting us while we're consciously awake. You need to sleep. And if your sleep at night isn't enough, you need to sleep through the day. A lot of people are telling me they are sleeping a tremendous amount right now. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. It's interesting because our team here, and I'm sure you've heard Steve and Barbara talk about this already, our team here are just as busy. You know, we are working every day. We are having regular team meetings and check-ins. We are doing our best to streamline and be the most effective with our content and our delivery and how we manage the business right now, because that business is about disseminating information for you. You will reach people that we don't reach. So this is that web of connection. And we are not less busy. We are more busy. We are busier. We are changing delivery systems. We are changing programs. We are in a lot of talks about how we can be the most effective in this time. And it's extraordinary that we are set up to do so, that we're not trying to build systems right now. We're focused on how we deliver content. And that's a big difference. That's put us ahead of the curve as far as being able to help, being able to show up for you. So we realize that there are people whose jobs right now are on the line or whose businesses are put on pause, and that is really stressful. We realize that there are so many people just trying to struggle through the fear and the real tangible anxiety about being sensitive or being alone or being isolated. There is a lot coming at us to deal with. It's economic, it's emotional, and that is taking a physical toll and it is evoking a response. So it's important that you rest. When we rest, all of this turns off. We can sort of leave our body. We go elsewhere. Our body then has permission to start to clean up and rebalance. It rebalances when we're out of the way. It's one of the reasons why And this is a different conversation, but it's one of the reasons why intermittent fasting is so effective for people, because that period of time where you're not eating, that huge function of digestion is out of the way and the body can clean its systems. So these symptoms of disease labels start to roll backwards. They start to undo. And it's called Herring's Law of Cure. They start to disappear in the order that they showed up in. Our bodies work in systemic ways. And so when we rest, we give our body permission to let go of the stress, to let go of the scanning for our safety. We give it permission to rebalance itself. We need to rest. We think better. We make better decisions. We receive information better when we are rested. So give yourself permission. If it was last week, I think it was Monday, and I had worked for most of the weekend, and I just was worn out. I think I was up around 7, and by about lunchtime, I was just plain worn out. And I went back to bed. I went back to bed and I slept for 3 solid hours. Now, that's not something I normally do, but I woke up and I felt great for it. And I was able to get a little bit more work done. And then I was able to have a nice evening. It is for our peace of mind, you need to rest. The second R is remedies. And I'm going to preface this by saying this is not about diagnosis. I'm not a medical doctor. This is not about giving you instructions of what to do. People ask me what I'm doing, so I'm only sharing my information. I expect you to take full responsibility for yourselves to do your due diligence. I personally love Bach Flower Remedies, and it's B-A-C-H, Edward Bach. He is no longer with us on this planet, but I am sure he is very much with us in spirit. His remedies I've been using since I was in my 20s. I respond really well to flower essence. So for people who are sensitive and prefer a natural format of just calming or relaxing or rejuvenating, I've always turned to the Bach Flower Remedies. They have one for animals too, and I've actually been using that with Posey. They've got, it's called Rescue Remedy, and you can see the little animal paw on it, so you can differentiate the difference between yours and theirs. But I will always administer it in the sacred triad. You know, the Celts, the triad, the group has talked about how the universe is built on threes as well. So I always bring some of those sacred numbers and energy alignments into the healing as well. But I will put 3 drops in her water just once a day, maybe not even every day. Just depends on my stress level. If I am stressed, I know she is stressed. So if I am taking it, I give it to her. There's no harm. And it just relaxes the nervous system. It just sort of sends an energetic message that everything's okay right now. We're okay. I find our pets are extraordinarily sensitive, so if you are feeling all of this every day, you will see that your pets are trying to internalize that. They're trying to help you and they're trying to deal with it too, so be mindful of that. The remedies that I like, there's individual remedies, so there's the blend, there's the rescue remedy for people and for animals. The rescue remedy is comprised of 5 other remedies within it. That's why they call it the rescue remedy. It's kind of a go-to. But for right now, I actually like 4 other individuals that I've been using. I'm just going to pop my glasses on here so that I can read those labels. The first one is walnut, and it's for adapting to change. I love this remedy. Right now, we are all trying to adapt to an enormous amount of change all day long, every day. Next remedy is called aspen, again named after a tree. Remember, trees, flowers, plants are medicine. Aspen is to feel secure. Right now, there's a lot of uncertainty, and our nervous system, again, is scanning constantly to make sure that we're safe. So I really like aspen to calm that down. Next one is rock rose, and this is about courage. It's about instilling courage within us. And the last one is called olive, and it's about restoring your energy. It's about replenishing. So there's a lot of R's in there, aren't they, as far as following 3 R's. So those are kind of my go-to. The other thing that I take every day is elderberry syrup that I make myself, and I put that up on my website. I take it every winter. Our ancestors have done that for centuries. I usually buy mine from Amazon. They're wild crafted. Usually Croatia or Hungary is a good source. And I used to pay about $22 for a pound, and now they've gone up. They're about 34 or 35 US, so people are changing their prices on things. But I bought it. It was worth it. They charge an enormous amount of money for a very small batch of elderberry syrup in a holistic store. So you're still dollar for dollar better off to just make your own. It's wonderful for the respiratory, and this coronavirus is all about respiratory vulnerability. So it's antiviral, it's antibacterial. The preservative in it is honey. I add turmeric to it and fresh ginger and clove. So it's all about really opening up and cleansing those bronchioles and keeping them strong. It is something I have taken for years, all winter long. People are fighting off colds and flus. It gets in there quickly, turns it around. It works at the cellular level where it breaks down the cell. Now, I'm not talking about specifically coronavirus, but I am saying that from my own experience, which is all that I can share, each time I thought I was getting a cold, I would amp up my elderberry syrup, and instead of taking a little dram of it in the morning, I would take another one in the evening or another one through the day, and I wouldn't get the cold. It works at the cellular level to break down the virus cell and to not allow it to mutate if you've already got it. So I don't know how that works with coronavirus. That's not at all what I'm trying to say. But what I am trying to say is that for me, it's a beautiful remedy that I have an energy conversation with that my body responds to beautifully. And it just allows me to feel that I'm doing things to strengthen the part of my body that is the most vulnerable to this. So remedies are also not just something that you take. They're not just a curative, they are a restorative. So remedies are, it's also really important under the heading of remedy to be really right with yourself, to not have to constantly be remedying our relationships. It's important that you have respect for others, that you look at the higher picture. So I'm going to go into that next. But as far as a remedy goes, be right with yourself. Know your position on things. Know your agreements with others. Know that your word matters. And in a time where we are all depending on everyone in the world to do the right things, let's stand firmly in our own resolve with our word. When we say something, mean it. When we say we're going to do something, do it. If we're not going to do it and we change our mind on something, have a conversation about it. It's communication right now is really, really important. People are feeling stressed. People are feeling unsure. People are behaving in ways that aren't necessarily how they would normally behave every day. And people are potentially overreacting and reactive to things. A lot of R words in there that hold a lot of power. So make sure that you are right with yourself. Make sure that you know where your boundaries are, that you're a clear communicator, that you're managing yourself, and that you don't allow situations to throw you so far out of alignment that it's a long struggle to get back. If you are right with yourself, then you have less remedying, less fixing to do with others. And I find that starts with us. If we know exactly what our plan is, how we're approaching things, and we're dialoguing about it, and we're clear with each other, then that builds trust, and trust builds safety. And safety allows us to have a longer period of time through stress. See, our bodies are not designed to have an endless time of stress. When we look back at our ancestors, the hunter and gatherer times, the hunter side, the masculine energy, it's designed to determine a threat and then kick in, and the adrenaline rises and the endorphins rise, and you have this ability to be stronger, to be faster, to think clearer. It shoots through your bloodstream and your veins straight up to your brain, and you can get out of the danger. And then it needs to rest. It needs to come back down. We can't maintain high levels like that without our body eventually paying a price for that. And that usually turns into anxiety, and it turns into disorders where our stress has just made us see things in a skewed way, and it's a longer road back from that. So it's really important that you know who you're in agreement with, that you keep your word, and that you don't have a lot of remedying to do. Our bodies require us to have healthy boundaries now. So be clear on where you stand and what your plan is. That gives you a sense of peace and a sense of control, which is what all of us really are after with fear. We want to control this. It gives us a sense of safety when we do so. Now, can we control it? Absolutely not. That's completely illusion. But we can have dialogues with each other, with our partners, with our friends, with our children, with our neighbors. And we can make sure that we are in right relationship with ourselves first and then with others. It leaves less remedy, less fixing for later, less reactivity. And the third is respect. It's really important that we pull back and respect what's happening right now spiritually. Respect what's happening in the world. It's really easy to judge, and then we have to remedy when we judge, don't we? We have to fix it, or we're in constant stress. And if we're in constant stress, our body breaks down, and then we're back to the cycle of needing to start with the rest part. So if we can pull back and see, there's no accident that we're all here right now, we agreed to be. There is no accident that you are. This is meaningful, and you matter. How you manage yourself right now matters greatly. Your energy alignment feeds the trajectory that we're going on. Do you want to feed the chaos, or do you want to feed the unity? Do you want to be an example of bringing out more good in the world? And do you want to help others to do the same? You are not here for nothing. You are not here to just stay home and be scared. We are all going through our own expansion process, and this has great spiritual significance. We all want a world that looks differently, and there is a reset, another R word. There's a reset taking place right now, and we all have the opportunities, but it requires us to step back and see through the eyes of spirit. So one thing for me, for example, that I really realized that was when I saw the kids on the beaches in Florida. It was all over the news. Everybody was told to stay 6 feet apart, social distancing. It was really serious. I was not experiencing that when I was taking Nala out for a walk. People were still trying to come up and talk to us and pet my dog, and we were climbing over into the woods. We've changed where we go. We're now walking in remote places that we won't be around people. People weren't taking it seriously, and it was bothering me. I was starting to get really agitated by that. This was important to me. It's important that we do what's necessary and do the right thing for others, right? That's part of respect for me. I respect the scientists enough to know that this is highly contagious, and we need to do our best to flatten that curve. It literally will save lives. I respect that. So I was getting really angry when I heard about those kids. And then I really, my team, Griffin, I started to see a different angle. And when they showed me really that a lot of times when people aren't making good choices, it's because they just haven't quite grasped the severity of it yet. It's not ignorance. It's not defiance. Even if it may look like that subconsciously, there's a different conversation, right? I always talk about the soul conversation. Subconsciously, there's a different conversation going on. And that conversation is more about denial. It's more about, I just can't comprehend this. I have to stay a narrow path or my whole world explodes. It's too scary. It's too much to process. It's too much to deal with. So if I just go do this, that will give me that sense of control and that sense of peace and that sense of freedom. And it's really about not being able to manage it any other way, which can give us a new level of compassion, right? Can we respect that there's more happening here? Because if we try to just bully people into doing what we think is right, we're not building a new system that we want to build. So we have to do it in ways that are empathetic. When I was walking along the bike path, I saw a young couple. Maybe they were brother and sister, maybe they were a couple, I don't know, but they were together. And they were walking right down the center of the bike path. And it's impossible for me to get 6 feet apart from you without climbing over into the woods and around trees. And I thought, I have an opportunity here to not make an assumption and to think perhaps this is just what they're trying to do to remain normal. So instead I stopped. And I just asked them politely. I said, would you mind please just moving over to your side enough and we can move way over to the woods here and we can remain 6 feet apart like they've asked us to. Would that be all right? And he locked eyes with me and looked at me and he said, absolutely, no problem. And I said, thanks, I really appreciate you. And we were able to separate and pass one another. But had I not asked, it wouldn't have been on their radar. They wouldn't have been aware. And I don't know their lives. I don't know their fear. I don't know how it's interrupted them. I don't know if that's senior year. I don't know if they're about to miss prom. I don't know if they didn't get to pick their colleges. I have friends with kids that are telling me all kinds of things that they are trying to process right now. So we don't know what other people are processing. So let's try and give the respect in a way that we feed the trajectory and the energy of togetherness and unity, where we can create a dialogue and then we can keep our word and we can show up in a way that there's less to remedy, more to respect. And if we all get our rest through this, then we start to change where we're going, which is one of the reasons I believe it's happening in the first place. And there's a whole lot more coming, and our nervous systems need to rely on us. I think this is the most amount of R words I've ever said in like one 10-minute period. But that's what we need to do. We need to rely on ourselves and on each other to build a trajectory going forward. So with that, I'm going to turn it back to you in the studio. I have gone over my time. I thank you for your time. I respect everything that you are doing right now and honor you for being here, for being courageous, for being so strong, for being the empath, the sensitives out here doing it in the world, even though we're isolated. Look at what you're doing. Look at the impression that you're leaving. How incredible are you? And I really just want to honor that, say thank you. Be well, stay safe. We'll see you again next month. Bye for now.